head coach Pat Larson joins us. His reaction to the action. First win of the season. You got off to a great start. Couple of turnovers on their first possessions. You take advantage. You had to win it. Parker Denny had a monster night. Looked like there was a lot of fun out there tonight.
Yeah, that's what we've been working towards. That's, you know, I've been preaching to the kids, you know, have fun, compete, get better. They've done all three of those things, and the accumulation of everything we've done since August showed up tonight. And I knew we'd have to get off to a fast start. I knew we'd have to cause turnovers. Coach Clement will be upset because we gave a couple of turnovers away that we didn't catch that he thought we should have had. But the kids played their hearts out. They played their butts off. My assistant coaches did their job, and all the credit to those guys tonight. I'm just the lucky guy who gets to be the head of the table, but all the credit to those guys for their effort tonight.
Secondary did outstanding. He had multiple interceptions. Looked like their quarterback didn't have much to throw. He was scrambling around all night. Dustin Kurtenbach had a great game. A couple other guys, Sabres had an interception. Parker had the big one to win it. That looked like the secondary was outstanding tonight.
I knew our back half was good, and you know, getting Curdy back from missing a week, getting Saves with that ankle back healthy. You know, Connor Stingray again banged the drum, all conference, all state. If he's not, I don't know what anybody's looking at. But our secondary did their job tonight. Hudson Borgen, those kids can all play, and they got a lot of pride, and they want the other team to throw at them, and they answered the bell tonight, and they performed.
And Parker Denny, we talk about him every week, took a 79-yarder for a screen to give the lead at half, and then 87-yarder the other way. I mean, he's your big play guy, and this was a game you needed to win, and, I mean, he showed up. He's our player of the game.
He should be. He came over to the sideline, and he wanted the screen pass, and Coach Whitty was going to call a screen pass for Nate McCormick, and Parker said, no, Coach, I want the screen pass. Give it to me. Mm-hmm. And Whitty said, okay, I'm going to give you a shot, and that's what happens. The most impressive part of that play for me was not necessarily Parker Denny running down the field. It was Connor Dagan running down the field in front of them, leading him the whole way down the field. We told Connor Dagan he has no more excuses at sprints. He should be at the front of everything all the time because that's the fastest I've seen him run in 4 years.
You played two quarterbacks pretty well, Chenoweth and Jealous. You had McDaley get that first touchdown pass of the season for you, but seemed like you utilized both quarterbacks pretty well tonight.
That was part of the game plan coming in. I mean, Cheno's played really good up until this point, and we just wanted to try a little bit something different. Mm-hmm. You know, makes it hard for other teams to prepare for you when you got different guys doing different things, and those two really excelled in their roles tonight. You know, I'm a little bit shocked we didn't get the one quarterback sneak with Cheno that they called the short on, because he always gets the quarterback sneak. The guy on our sideline ran in further up the field, and then he adjusted when the other guy from the other side moved back, and it was on his side, so I wasn't going to argue too hard, but you know, those kids all played really good tonight. All the credit to the kids, all the credit to my assistants. I'm just the benefactor of all their hard work.
And does that say the confidence you had in your defense? Putting them in a tough spot inside the 30, you didn't get that fourth down. It was risky, but your defense came up with a stop anyway, so it was worth it.
I check with the defensive coaches every single time if we should go, and Coach Clement on the headset, he goes, go for it. We'll back you up. We'll back you up. We're going to make a play. And, you know, that's just the trust we have in each other. That's the beauty of having the same staff. I've gotten a lot of benefits of having the same guys that have been in the program. We all know each other. We trust each other. And, you know, that's where it pays off in those situations.
Homecoming, great crowd. I mean, they got loud at the end, and that was a lot of fun.
I'm hoarse. I put in about 20,000 steps just running back and forth on the track, trying to get the crowd into it. They were huge for us. I cannot thank the crowd enough. They were great, and we needed them to be great at the end, and they delivered for us.
Big stretch here. It starts at Watertown next week. Coach, enjoy this one, and we'll see you there.
We will do. Thanks, Travis.